It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. You got it, gang. Hey, everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with the Sports Grid News Update. And to our listeners on Zoom, for the Sports Grid family on Channel 719. Some sad news from the baseball world today. The autopsy of Tyler Skaggs has uncovered that the former Angels pitchers had opioids, fentanyl, and oxycodone in his system when he was found dead in a Texas hotel room back on July 1st, according to a toxicology examiner. This from the LA Times today. The Skaggs family issued a statement today saying the death may involve another Angels employee. The Southgate police in Texas still investigating the death of Skaggs. Live action, big series between Brewers and Cubs. Nick Castellanos, what a find for Chicago. Great move by them. Two dingers, number 10 and 11. Cubbies lead right now, 5-1, 5-0, bottom seven. Tons of games tonight. Feature game, 7:05, Oakland at the New York Yankees. New York minus -140, 11. Anderson versus Sabathia in a battle of lefties, 7-10 action. We got Cleveland minus -155 at Tampa Bay. Bieber versus Pruitt, total that game, 8. We'll go through the whole board at 6 o'clock in the DFS betting hour with Ian Morenci. We'll go through a big, big baseball board tonight. Lots of action. Tennis from New York. Roger Federer looks like he's got his mojo back after losing in the opening set of the first two matches of the U.S. Open. The Swiss maestro had no troubles today. Federer ranked number 3 in the world. Cruised past Dan Evans in the third round match at Arthur Ashe Stadium. 6-2, 6-2, 6-1 the final. This is his 18th straight time Federer, five-time U.S. Open champ, has reached the fourth round. Unbelievable. 18 straight times. Big upset today on the men's side. Aussie youngster Alex de Minaur took out 7-seed Tai Nishikori, the 2014 finalist, 6-2, 6-4, 2-6, 6-3. Big win there. Six of the men's top 12 seeds so far at the U.S. Open have gotten the boot. Ladies' side, six-time U.S. Open champ Serena Williams off to the round of 16 after crushing Carolina Muchova, 6-3, 6-2. Serena now faces 22-seed Croatian Petra Maric. Stand by your ground. That's the message from Dallas Cowboy, former player Dez Bryant to Ezekiel Elliott. Bryant tweeted his advice to Elliott today after Cowboys owner Jerry Jones warned the two-time rushing champs about not honoring his current contract during a Dallas radio appearance. Bryant was released from the team in April of 2018. Elliott still under contract to 2020. His holdout will likely extend into the regular season. The Oakland Raiders and center Rodney Hudson have agreed on a multi-year extension. Hudson, cha-ching, cha-ching. He inked a three-year, $33.75 million extension. And that makes him the highest paid center in the National Football League. He also gets 24.4 guaranteed. Good stuff there. He thrived since joining the Raiders in 2015, earning two Pro Bowls. Raiders also releasing veteran linebacker Brandon Marshall today. The Miami Dolphins linebacker Kiko Alonso, he wants out. He wants a trade. Alonso has spent the last three seasons with the Fish. In 15 games last year, Alonso racked up 125 tackles, three forced fumbles, and had three interceptions. He has 2 years left on his contract, which carries a base salary of $6.85 mil. The San Francisco 49ers expected to place Jarek McKinnon on the injured reserve after the running back suffered a setback in his recovery from an torn ACL. It's unclear whether McKinnon's 2019 season is over, and he may undergo a procedure to fix the issue. He signed a four-year, $30 million deal with San Fran last year. The Tampa Bay Bucs have placed pass rusher Jason Pierre-Paul on the injured non-football injury list, according to ESPN. He's worked his way back from a car accident, but he'll be unable to play at least the first 6 weeks of the season. New England trading corner Duke Lawson in a seventh-round pick to Denver in exchange for a six-round selection. This from the NFL Network. LA Chargers GM Tom Telesco announcing that left tackle Russell Okung won't be able to play week one versus the Colts. Trent Scott expected to replace Philip Rivers to protect Philip Rivers' blind side. That's a big loss there. Busy NCAA night. Let's do it. 6 o'clock at Army. Cadets minus 23.5. Tulsa at Michigan State. Sparty minus 23.47.5. Wisconsin Badgers 11.5-point favorites at South Florida 58. 7:15 action. UMass at Rutgers. Scarlet Knights minus 16.55. 8 o'clock. Utah State at Wake Forest. Demon Deacons minus 4.5. 61. 9:30. Purdue playing a 10.5 at Nevada. That total there is 58.5. Colorado State at Colorado, the battle of the state at 10, Buffs minus 13, 57.5. And at 10:30, the late game of the night, we got Oklahoma State minus 14.5 at Oregon State, total 72. NHL declining the option to reopen the CBA. They had until Sunday to make the decision. And Gavin Green, he leads at minus 11 in the Omega European Masters Golf Tournament. Tournament favorite Rory McIlroy, he is at 4-1 odds and now just one shot off the pace. I'm Kim Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 1 of Red Heat and Rage Radio. It's going to be a good show today. We got some football talk and a whole lot of college football to go over for the weekend. So stick around, everybody. Red Heat and Rage Radio featuring Gabe Morency coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage. I'm Morency, live from the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. It's a Friday. It's a football Friday, college football. We've got an earlier kickoff, too, here this evening. We'll jump in. Army and Rice, going to be a lot of running in that football game. If you like to watch people throw the football, then Rice and Army will not be for you. Although... we've got Army and Rice at 6 o'clock. There's more on the slate as well. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. What up, Cam?
Yeah, breaking them all down, Gabe. Lots of action tonight. I'm going to be looking forward to a game that's a little bit off the radar. Wisconsin, South Florida looks interesting to me, but I'm really looking forward to Oklahoma State and Oregon State. I know the Beavers have a really bad defense, but a very solid running attack. They could score points, and we know what Gundy and Oklahoma State can do, hence the total, Gabe, 72. They're expecting fireworks in Corvallis tonight. Should be a good one with lots of points.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some points in that football game as well tonight. I'm looking at the over there. We'll jump in. Well, Cam, we haven't even gotten to the parlay yet, but whatever.
No.
It is what it is. It's constant.
I didn't want to bring it up.
It's a constant screw job.
It is.
And,
I don't know.
It's a constant, as I was saying, it's a constant screw job at the back end. It is what it is. You lose a bet, you lose a bet.
Exactly.
It just sucks to lose with eight seconds left. And also, I'm dealing with a new headset to hear, and I only have sound in one side, and I can barely hear as well.
But I guess
that is what it is as well.
You sound good.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I'm just getting terrorized.
I'm going to tell you something, Morency. I didn't even bring it up in the opener. And when I was doing the live show and I saw Buffalo take the lead in that game, like, I thought it was a misprint. They got close. I'm like, there's no way. It was almost one of those things that I didn't believe it. I was in shock. And that would have changed everything. You hit a five-game parlay there. We're back in business. But you know what, Gabe? I've begun to expect this stuff. But as your grandfather says, a day above Earth is a very good day, I guess, even though when you struggle, we got to be happy. There's another day. We got college football tonight. Hopefully some horse racing, too, down at the book. So we will have a good time there. And we'll hopefully hit some winners tonight. Not an easy board, though, in all cases. Good baseball tonight, too. We got the Yankees and the Oakland A's. That should be a lot of fun. And Cleveland-Tampa Bay, pretty big series, too. So a couple big series in the American League tonight with some feature games. Excited about the Oakland Yankees game.
All right, game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage. I'm Morency, FanDuel Sportsbook, Fantasy Sports, Sports Grid, get on the grid.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage. I'm Morency. We're at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Cam Stewart in Toronto. And I don't know if you can tell, Cam, but I'm actually really, 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 I'm really at the edge here, bro.
I agree. No, like, I've known you for a lot of years.
I really am.
You're a professional, man. I'll tell you something. We've had issues this week. Every single day we've been on the show, and we're pros, right? You got to finish the job. I don't think the listeners understand, too, like hearing things in the ear, the voices. Yang's doing the best he can. I'm on an echo. You're on an echo. We're trying to do these things. And, yeah, man, I love you, buddy. I hope we can just get through it. I know football season's right around the corner. I don't want you having a nervous breakdown before week one.
Yeah, well, it's a, but yeah. Well, I'm getting there. I'm actually getting there. But hey, it is what it is. We have to do the show, one way or the other. But you know, it gets old after a while.
Yes.
I gotta tell
yes,
you.
It like, does. Well, it, yeah. The goal to work is like when you're a broadcaster, you basically want to go in, do your research, hit a button, and not worry about anything else. Just kind of the show. So when all the other factors don't work, it becomes very, very annoying when you can't just kind of do your thing, right? When you're worried about 100 other things, because it gets frustrating. You know what I'm saying, buddy? You there?
Yeah, we got you, Cam. We're just readjusting some audio.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying.
And, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Keep talking.
I'm going to keep talking. Yeah, I am going to keep talking. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give the listeners out there a winner at Saratoga at 3 minutes. So let's take a look at this race right now before we go into the college board. We got the 1 and 1A. So if you bet the 1, you get the 1A. Luis Saez, favored in the race. Tour de Force and Candy Promises. He is the 1 horse now. Opening odds at 2-1. He's now 7-2, so that looks very good. Ledione, Chicago, Lescano, he's another favorite in this race. The 2 horse, Supreme Aura, the 3 with Rosario. The big boys are in this race. 4, Fremento, big, big underdog. Don't think he can get it done. Mills is the 5 horse with Manny Franco. And I'm going to take a shot with the 6, Gabe. Actually, damn, right? It's like you when you talk about the football lines. Literally, the line just changed. He went from the 3rd favorite in the race to the favorite. That gets me a little bit worried with Zulu, with Irad Ortiz Jr. And the 7 hole, you can never worry about every time Javier Castellano takes a mount. Shalico, a very, very good jockey in this race at Saratoga. It looks interesting. Tough field, very close to call. I'm going to take a shot with the 6, Zulu. Zulu is his name.
Yeah, there's a ton of... There's a ton of stuff going on right now. Golden Gate Fields, Ellis
Wood,
Park.
Woodbine.
The hell is this? Colonial Downs, Indiana Grand, you name it. Man, this Golden Gate Fields actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, oh,
it's
I
a
can
short,
bet Golden Gate
small race, only like 6-7 horses.
You know what they do too, Gabe? I'll tell
yeah,
you
nice
a story.
Track.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. I'll tell you a story, though, guys. Without a book, I've learned my lesson the hard way. Gabe, I bet a race, and I remember I didn't realize it was like 100 miles. It was like a sprint race. I'm like, oh, it's over in 10 seconds. Damn it. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of these small tracks, they don't run regular horse races. A lot of their cards, they have sprinters, right? Like at Ajax Downs. So if you don't have a book and look, how, you know, how many 6 furlongs or whatever, a lot of these races are sprint races. So don't bet these things blind.
Yeah.
The big tracks, Saratoga, Gulfstream, they don't do that type of stuff. So I usually... you know, I stay in safe waters without the gators at the big tracks that I know. Woodbine, Gulfstream, Saratoga. You know, those are good parks. Arlington Park, another A-track. Those are the ones I hang around at.
Yeah, I hear the times when they're called 1-4-2, and I'm thinking 1-4-2. What the hell? Like, how small was this track? Like, some of these races, like you said, they're like a minute and a half. Or so. These horses are really going at it. Entertaining race. All right. We had stuff on mono, Cam, to start here. Like in one,
oh.
I only had sound in one
channel.
Piece, one ear.
One channel.
And
I see.
It's
you sound great though.
And it's pretty
nice
tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty tough when I have when I only have one ear set that works, one ear. And I got a bunch of horse guys yelling in the other ear.
Yeah.
So it's a bad combination. But listen, the studio looks great. We're up and running. Unfortunately, I've had to be like the sacrificial lamb guinea pig that's on the air all the time here when this stuff happens, right? You know, yeah. It is what it is. You can't, you know, I should get hazard pay for this. Like, I should get like a five, I think $5,000 would be fair.
I like that number. Then, and I got to be, you're guinea pig number one, I'm guinea pig number two. I'll take a dime. You could have five, I'll take a dime, and sounds good. It's happened to me all week. Yank called, you want to come on early, whatever. Game's not working. I'm like, okay, yeah, no, it's
yeah, I know.
One of those. So I'm, I've been part of it too. You're the main guy at the network there, and I'm kind of like the reliever we bring in, Gabe. When you got basically you got a liner off the head. The good news is you're going to be okay, but I hope you heal quickly.
The liner off the head, yeah. I got a liner off the head. Yeah, that's
like that one. That's what it kind of feels like some days, doesn't it?
I gotta go home.
God, my head's pounding. God, I need a drink. Actually, last night, Gabe, I don't drink it much anymore, but I'm not going to lie to you. In that last hour of in-game live, I was just cracking beers. I'm like, I need to calm down here. Just serenity now. Serenity now.
Oh, yeah, dude. I can get into it. Last night the Jets were playing, so we're here. I got stuck here, dude, in the parking lot for over an hour last night. After
unbelievable,
I didn't get home till like midnight. We ended the and I wasn't even on all night last night. So imagine, I'm sitting here, we have issues here, and then I still did not get home until like 11:52 or something, because the Jet game ended at the exact same damn time the show ended. It was a freaking circus out in the parking lot. I stood there waiting for a bus that never came. I literally waited for like 30 minutes or something like that, just standing there. I was already steaming as it was. You know, we get done in for a $600 parlay by the Buffalo freaking Bills of all people.
Your team,
with
I know.
8 seconds left. Are you kidding me? With eight seconds left? It was 23-6 in that game.
I know it was.
You know, I wasn't even going to bet the stupid NFL preseason. I wasn't even going to bet this last night.
We made good
picks, getting in on it. I played a parlay. And then we fall short. College football really pissed me off last night, as my picks were gold. You know, we told people all summer, Cincinnati's going to beat UCLA. I told you guys earlier in the week, the spread should be 17 in the Central Michigan game. They won by 17. We laid 16, but it was a win. But I left so many wins on the table last night. Right before the game started, I said to myself, Cincinnati's going to win the first half, and this is going to be a low-scoring first half. Cincinnati and the under hits, I don't bet it. I told people, I brought it up earlier in the week, if you remember. I said the Buffalo Bulls, Cam, shouldn't be 46-point favorites against anybody.
Nope.
They won by 32 or something, 26 or whatever the hell it was. Not even 22. I think it was like 32-10 or something stupid like that. Yesterday on the morning show and the update.
Get there. Is he going to get there?
Fasano talking about.
Get there. Oh, my God. This horse is horrible. He's just dying.
I don't know. Take it, Cam. You only seem to talk when I talk, Cam. And then when I give you time, you stop.
I talk. Just giving you an update.
All right. So as I was saying. Yeah, so Fasano talked about the UConn game, and I told him, don't talk about UConn games on the update. It's a waste of time. But I also said UConn should not be favored by that many points against anybody as well. They barely won the freaking game. There were probably about five games last night that I left on the table. Like, yeah, an in-game, the BYU game, an in-game total, because I was waiting in the parking lot. There was just an accident on the way here. I got here like 5 minutes before this freaking show started.
Yeah.
But we're having fun, people.
From
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid to receive a free bet up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spread, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in total control. Go to FanDuel.com, open up a new account, and claim your free wager up to 500 bonus today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for the details.
All right. Thank you, Cam. All right. Good job, Yang. We're going to bring Babano in a second here, but I'm just seeing this for the first time right now as I was behind a crashed bus on a New Jersey turnpike leading up to this show. But nothing funny about this. So Tyler Skaggs reportedly died by choking on his own vomit after ingesting a fatal cocktail of opioids and alcohol in the hotel. Sad. And, you know, just, man, you know, the poor family right now has to go through this yet. And I don't want to be this guy, but the poor family right now, I see, are accusing the Angels of supplying him drugs.
One
because,
guy.
Of course, there's no way that our Tyler would actually do this, right? And, you know, and I see the family statement. We will not rest until we learn the truth about how Tyler came into possession of these narcotics, including who supplied them. There's also a report that it was an Angels employee that was the one that supplied him. Yeah, but... And
still, yes,
you know what I mean? Like, exactly. let's not blame anyone that gave him this. All right. So it looks like it's OxyContin. And, you know, I'm not saying this guy's doing heroin in his room here, but it's worse.
Fentanyl too.
Yeah, but the fentanyl. Yeah, the fentanyl is like it's tainted, right?
Yes.
So, you know, you do these drugs and there's fentanyl in them.
You're
like, no one's like, oh, I'm going to do fentanyl.
Exactly.
Yeah, no one says, oh, I'm doing fentanyl. Like, there's fentanyl in stuff, and it's like, it's insane. I know, listen, people think I'm a crazy guy and I'm a partier and all this, but you know, I'm pretty Johnny Natural, man. I don't even take aspirin. Yeah. I don't take Tylenol. I don't take aspirin. Yeah. I don't take vitamins. And, hey, you know what I mean? I don't play. I'm pretty freaking natural. Like, I eat a lot of junk food, which kills you and makes you stupider. But, like, I don't do pills. And I'll be honest with you guys, man. I remember, like, L Kids, man. Me and my buddies raided the old pill cabinet when we were young, Cam, right?
Yep.
And I drank, a couple of bottles of wine and popped a bunch of pills when I was, like, 14 years old. Dude, I woke up in a snowbank, like, a day and a half later. Like, I was missing and stuff. You know, I learned early. Like, you can't don't do pills, people. Like, it's just don't do it. You lose control. It's not like drinking where, okay, I know I'm drunk, but... You do pills, people, you lose control. Your blood, it's like a chemical reaction and stuff in your body. Tyler Skaggs did not plan on dying that night when he got high in his hotel room, people. I'll put it that way. He's only 27 years old, guys, and he's in a hell of a lot better shape than me, Cam, or any of you tuning in.
Exactly. The problem is, and you brought up a great point, first of all, with fentanyl, and I just saw a documentary on 2020 when they were talking about Prince. And his death, too, like the minuscule amounts, Gabe, that's what you talk about, too. Yeah, it's not like people do. It's traces of it in it. And if you get it, you're dead. Another point about the story.
Like, don't do cocaine even, people.
Yeah, you don't know what it's
like. Don't even
with.
Do blow. It's in blow.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
I'm telling you.
It
don't do it.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, it's dangerous. I'll tell you
right,
this,
let's get
too.
We'll get to Babano. Let's get to Babano.
Yeah, sorry, Babano. Yeah, okay, we'll get to Babano. I was just going to say quickly. I knew a guy in Yellowknife. The same thing happened to you, Gabe. Same thing. He popped pills with booze. He woke up in a snowbank. It's exactly the same thing. The only difference between you and him, He got his arm amputated. And it was because of that.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Frostbite. They had to cut it right off.
Even if you...
Anyway.
Yeah, you'll do stupid things when you get drunk, but you throw pills into the equation. It's the number one killer in America now, pretty much. You know,
for
it's
sure.
Whatever. I don't. It's not my problem, but people popping Adderalls and this and Xanax and this and that and all this other stuff. It's a big thing, man. Baseball players. It was the same thing when Darryl Carl died. I was actually on the field. I was doing the Expo games. I was batting practice. Darryl Carl died. I remember everybody. Oh, that's unbelievable. Can't believe he was healthy. He's a pitcher. How could this happen? And I remember, like, me and, like, somebody said, what do you mean, how can this happen? I said, I guarantee you, man, the guy did bad blow. Like, that's what happened. You know, people, I'm not saying that younger people don't just randomly die. It sucks. Like, you'll see, you know, a 14-year-old kid playing hockey will have a heart attack.
Yep,
exactly. You know, it's, you know, when God calls your name, he calls your name. But generally, yeah, but those are heart palpitations. But generally, when somebody young dies, it's not natural causes, all right? So I sort of expected this with Skaggs. But let's bring in Babano right now. Babano, kind of a bad segue, so no bad jokes, Babano, as you come in here.
A great topic to just get us all excited and fired up for college football. Holy mackerel. But it is sad to hear about Tyler Skaggs and, you know, just absolutely awful. And we focus on in society about guns and how that, you know, is something that causes deaths and stabbings with knives and alcohol, you know, alcohol poisoning, you know, drunk driving, that kind of thing. You know, prescription pills and painkillers, they're becoming the silent assassin. And they're becoming the story of a lot of unfortunate tragedies lately.
Get them, too. That's the thing.
And they block marijuana. And they're legal. They're legal pills because Big Pharma runs the world. And the
That's
reason,
what Darren McCarthy
dude,
said,
I see King Ganja in the chat says, look, Tom Petty, Prince, Chris Cornell. You think Chris Cornell killed himself, man? The guy was on a toxic cocktail of all this drugs. He says, oh, you're depressed, Chris, so take this and all. You got a show to do, so you better pop this pill before, and then after all, this will come down and help you out. You know, next thing you know, you're on 13 freaking pills. You have one Bud Light. Next thing you know, you're hanging yourself in your hotel room. You know what I mean? Anthony Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain's on top of the world, man. The guy's the most popular show on TV, well-loved by everyone, fell in love with some model chick that whatever. He was like, you know, the guy was living a dream. He was taking that stuff, Chantix, that makes you stop smoking. You know, and the little fine print at the end of the commercial may cause suicidal thoughts.
I know.
Well, yeah, may cause suicidal thoughts. Watch out for Ray Liotta next.
Quickly before we get, he's on Ray. I love his commercials too. He's reading the script. Anyway, it's like, hey,
I'm Ray.
I'm Ray. I stopped smoking with Chantix. But anyway,
I don't even believe you, Ray. I think you still smoke. I don't even believe you.
You know what? I'm going to make a bet that he does too. I think Liotta's still hacking darts. I will say this though, Darren McCarty talked about it. There was a big story that came out this week. The story was called Marijuana Saved My Life. He was talking about all the doctors in hockey as an enforcer that gave him, they pilled him up. He said he went crazy, all this other stuff. One guy gave him CBD oil and marijuana. You know what? He even stopped drinking. He says, I was drinking two bottles of whiskey a night, throwing it back with vodka, a few beers.
Wow.
He goes, there's times I woke up, I thought I was on death's door, you know, sweating, freaking out. And he says he found CBD and marijuana. Now he's an advocate for it, Gabe. He does a lot of stuff on the tours and coming to the Toronto Marijuana Expo, too.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski has started a CBD company as well. So Babano lives a clean life. The only thing you're going to find in Babano's system, Molson Canadian, peach snaps, and a hell of a lot of soup.
Maybe a piece of...
So how was Miami, Babano?
Yeah, Miami.
It was good. It was good, but I got to admit, I'm having these, thank goodness that I got the hell out of there before what's bearing down on there this weekend with Hurricane Dorian. But it was a fun time last weekend. I got to say, though, when I got back, and I know I had a few adult beverages and I had an enjoyable time, but I thought maybe I was still hungover because one of the first things I see on Twitter when I get back home is here's Gabe Morency rocking a suit jacket in the studio. I'm like, my gosh, am I seeing things here? But you were looking great, Gabe, in the suit jacket. I'm impressed.
Stealing my lines, Babano. I told him that 3 days ago. I love you, buddy.
So Babano does.
I love Babano. He's great.
I appreciate it, Babano. I appreciate it.
Good luck.
It's casual Friday today.
Good.
Casual. I went casual today. All right, so we got football on the board here. And yeah, so seriously, this Army game kicks off at 6 o'clock, if I stand correct, right?
Yeah. You are correct.
Let
6
me see,
o'clock.
Look at the updated number here at the duel.
I got Army 23-48. I'm not sure what you guys got at the duel.
What do you think of the game, Babano? Army and
Well,
Rice.
Right now, Army's 23.5. The total's 46.5. In fact, the under's getting hit right now in this game, and it's probably because there's some sentiment of people wondering if Rice is even going to score in this game. That's going to be the question, because Army does bring back a really good defense
well, what,
this season.
It was 47.
Season. Yeah.
Now it's 46.5. You know what it is, Babano? You know what it is, guys, is we all know anytime military teams play against each other, it's an automatic under, and it's freaking insane. It's literally like 26-6 type of thing. In the last 32 matchups between Navy, Air Force, blah, 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 these. Rice isn't a military academy, but they run the same system for the most part. There's not going to be a lot of throwing the football in this game, guys. And as you say, Cam, tick, tick, tick. That's a lot of ticking.
Tick.
It's a ticking time bomb this
tick,
game.
Tick.
Both teams are going to be running up the middle. Nobody rushes to the line of scrimmage between these two teams. It's bam. And then they get up and they regroup and they do it again. You know, maybe the score gets away from Rice a little bit, but I'm leaning with the under here. I don't like betting college football unders, but we're noticing the defenses are a little ahead of the offenses so far this year. So I approve of the under here, guys, in this football game. I think there'll be a lot of clock ticking in this game, Babano.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Rice's offense at all. It wasn't a very good offense last year. I like the Army defense quite a bit. You know, with Army, it's going to be triple option. It's methodical. And I mean, Rice is not a good program at all. Just had a dismal season last year. But at the same time, you're talking about laying 23.5, and I found a good number that Army laying 3 touchdowns or more. They're on a 4-12 ATS slide in that point spread roll when favored by 3 touchdowns or more, and it's because, you know, they're running the football so much. You've got to have a clean ride, as our late friend Dave Malinsky.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast, and remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
God, it's Friday, as they say, right?
Yeah.
Although, whatever. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 o'clock. I think, listen, I've had problems, too, and I've been on the phone. I've talked over. I think our guests have a hard time hearing the music at times.
True.
When we go to a break. And at times, there'll be a little talk over, but I got to give you credit, Babano. You might have just set a record, actually. You might have set a record. Like, you actually went on, like, through a full other commercial.
It was awesome.
Off.
I just realized that, actually, when I was like, oh, wait a minute. I hear some faint talking and music. It's not Gabe. It's got to be a commercial. I'm like, what the hell have I done here? I could barely hear it.
I understand, as I was, Cam could hear me, though, yelling, Babano!
Yeah,
Cam, you heard
Babano.
Me. I was like,
yeah,
no.
I couldn't hear
like,
you
no.
all doing
I
that.
I have an idea, Gabe. If you because we get counts, Yang has to give, if there's a way he can get to the caller and go, you got, you know, 5-10 seconds, like, on the way out, but
No.
I guess
it's up to me. It's up to me.
I'm pissed off the sponsor, is what you're saying.
I'm putting him in bad spot. No, we just cut you off. No one heard you. But me and Cam could hear you, and I'm just thinking, like, dear God, like, you're setting a record here. Like, you're into, like, the third commercial.
It was awesome. You didn't just go over by 5 seconds. It was, like, 45. Yeah, you're breaking down. It was awesome, Babano.
No, I swear to God, it's the handicap.
I'm laughing.
Like, and even Will over here is nodding. I got to tell you, man, there's not too many handicappers that understand the concept of when to stop talking. Like, I do in-game live now, Cam. Like, I've actually snapped before. Like, I actually had a meltdown once with like, Hunter Engelhart. I was like, dude, when the music plays, it means we're going to a break. Done. When the music starts, like, he talked over a break, and then him and Brian Leonard talked through into a break. Like, they went into one where I was like, dear God, guys, like... Like,
hey, Brian Leonard's one of the nicest people you'll meet in the industry. Give him a break. Take it easy on
him. No, we like Leonard. I'm just saying, to Gabe's point, we got these guys on because he's hosting. I'm hosting Tuba Battle. And I go, we're going to break, and these guys are still talking through the break. That's all he's saying. Like, they're not picking up cues.
Yeah, but
get my drift?
Yeah. Yeah, but what I don't understand, though, Babano, is how Cam heard me yelling, Babano! And
forever.
You did it. You're just going, Babano. Like, wow.
I was laughing.
Chowder said, you're a real...
Chatterbox.
That's right. I remember that comment from our friend Clam Chowder. Yeah.
You chatterbox.
That should be the name. You should get a website, chatterbox.com.
I love it.
All right, we just sent Will over to the window. They don't ask him for ID anymore. He's a regular now. We got $100 on Army, minus 13. First half, $100, Army Rice, under 46.5 in the football game. I already have buyer's remorse about this under, but whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's what I played, Cam. Army, minus 13, first half, under 46.5 in the game, and if I have to, I'll jump in on Army in-game here. I'll see what's going on.
Hey, we got to be transparent, Gabe. Like, when that BYU game, because you were doing the 8 till 10 and I was on the late-night shift, and, man, BYU was playing so good early in that game, and that stupid turnover, the pick six the other way, I just look and I go, we're done. Like, after that, I was just like, you just feel the football game? I'm like,
I'll tell you what,
man.
Cam.
So frustrating.
BYU, it doesn't matter. There are certain schools that it doesn't matter whether it's football or basketball.
Yep.
They're chokers. Like, you always bet on them, and it's like, again, you know, and yep. I swear to God, you know how much money I've lost on a BYU Cougar basketball team? Oh, I'm getting 13 with BYU against St. Mary's here, and they always, it's a bunch of stupid white guys that are clanking threes, and it's the same thing with BYU football. That's why I told you guys, they can't win 7 games. They're chokers. They are chokers.
BYU
cannot freaking win.
Listen, you know this as well as I do, Gabe. The only reason we went on BYU and Babano was on BYU too, that line was 6.5. Yeah, well, if it opened up at 3.5, 4, you're thinking, you wouldn't have bet on BYU. I could tell you that. That was just a good move by Vegas there. You get a touchdown in that game, you start to think, and then you still lose. Anyway, yeah, you're right. Just lots of choking in that game. Pathetic performance. BYU sucks. I don't even like that school.
I'm telling you. You know another school?
Bet on schools that I like.
You know, me neither. Me neither. You know who else does that, too? They're the same thing. Basketball and football. They'll break your heart and screw you every damn time. Baylor. Baylor, man, will do the same thing. I remember Baylor blowing that, like, 20-point lead in that bowl game against Michigan State. Lead against, I think, the Washington Huskies. Name it, man. Baylor basketball, they're the biggest chokers. That's when they're not shooting each other. Their basketball team shoots each other. Their football team assaults women. A great operation they're running up there in Waco. All right, what are you doing with the game, Cam? I asked you about the Army game, but then you went on a tangent about the BYU game. So what do you do with the Army-Rice game?
The only thing is I didn't have a response for it because I'm not betting that Army-Rice game. I got to be honest with you, Gabe.
Okay.
At that total, I like the over. But I do have an opinion.
Oh, the BYU game broke your will.
Yes, I have an opinion on the BYU game. No, I have an opinion on the next game, too, and you're going to like my opinion. A team that you hate, I will be betting against. A team that you do not like, your rival, I will be taking the other team. I will be
Tulsa.
I'm on the Golden Hurricane. I'm getting 24.5. This is the spot.
I can't disagree. It's a lot of points.
Too many points. It's too many. Tulsa, one thing Tulsa could do. I'll ask Babano's opinion on the game. And it's hard to go to the window and say I'm taking Tulsa against Michigan State. But Michigan State still overhyped. That offense has a lot of work to do. You know, the defense is fine. We know about that. But, man, we saw them in that bowl game, Gabe. They couldn't even get it past the 50-yard line. I know people are talking about things are going to be better with them. They do have some weapons. Tulsa's by no means a powerhouse, but 24.5 points. But, Babano, what do you think about this one? Would you endorse the Golden Hurricane?
It's really, really – I don't have much on the side here because we've seen Michigan State. They're sometimes in these non-conference games, they struggle to cover numbers this size. This is a big number to be laying with them. We saw in the opener last year against Utah State right here in East Lansing, Jordan Love and the Aggies rolled into town and gave Michigan State everything they can handle. But I don't know if this Tulsa's offense is going to be that Utah State offense. I mean, they're going to have either Seth Boomer, who was not good last year, or the Baylor transfer. Zach Smith is their quarterback. Phillip Montgomery hasn't determined that just yet. Michigan State might look a little bit different on offense this season. We know they've been methodical, run-first, slow-paced offense. Well, they're going to try to open it up this season a little bit with a new OC and Brad Salem. It's an offense that was not good last year, but I think they have nowhere to go but up. Brian Lewerke's back at the quarterback spot. Their offensive line brings back a lot of starters. They're going to try to go faster. They haven't said really much other than that. They've really kept the specifics about the scheme and the system under wraps. And, you know, I got a great quote from Phillip Montgomery earlier this week saying, you know, it's frustrating because it's a challenge to try and game plan for an offense not knowing what to expect. That sounds to me like, if you read between the lines, that's a coach getting the excuse machine ready to go for his defense in case they struggle tonight against this new look. Michigan State offense, which is apparently planning to go a little more up-tempo and be a little bit more explosive. We'll see if they have success in game one doing that. But you look at this total, 47.5, guys. Tulsa is going to go fast on offense. They always have under Montgomery. If Michigan State's going to play a little bit quicker as well, boy, for two teams playing at an above-average tempo and pace, that might make this total look very low, sitting at 47.5. If Michigan State can improve and show they're at least decent and outman this Tulsa defense, could go over the total.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know, Babano. I don't
like
know.
Where you're going, Babano. I like the call.
I think
it gets there as far as the total is concerned, too. Yeah, you have such a big point spread here, Cam, in this game. Tulsa's defense blows. Let's just be real, all right? You know what I mean? They're blowing around. They're like air. You go through them. Michigan State's going to blow them off the line of scrimmage in the trenches. Yeah, Tulsa's little, you know, it's too low. Michigan State's probably going to get into the 40s, right? High 30s, 38, 41.
I think Tulsa.
What do we need from Tulsa? Not that much.
21.
If Tulsa gets 20, you win the bet, and the game goes over. I'll tell you what. Tulsa 6-1 against the spread when getting. Tulsa's 6-1 when getting 20 or more points against the spread. The last seven times they've gotten 20 or more points. It's a little big for Michigan State. I'll tell you what, guys. Historically, I'm not saying take it in the first half, but historically, Michigan State, and I follow these guys closely and I have for a long time, all the time in these opening games, Michigan State, you'll be like, oh, my God, Michigan State are really struggling with this team. You know that, Cam? You'll always notice that. You'll be like, wow.
It happens.
It's close. Right, and then Michigan State will score like 14 points in the fourth quarter. They'll pull away and they won't cover, but there'll be a couple of like, oh, God, Michigan State's getting all they can handle from Western Michigan right now. You know, it happens every year, guys. Tulsa sucked. That's the problem. But you're getting 24 points in. I don't know if Michigan State's built to blow them out like that. I like the over, though. I like where Babano's going with the total.
Really big fear I have with the over. Just quickly, the big fear I have with the over is Michigan State, the defense is elite. They really are. They're loaded on defense. I'm worried if Tulsa and that offense last year, which wasn't good, can score. But they're going to go fast. They're going to give themselves a lot of opportunities to score. And even if they go three and out, there's Michigan State with a short field ready to wear out a tired defense, possibly.
That's what happened to me last night, Babano. I was on the over in the Texas A&M game. They scored 42, but if Texas State only scores 7, what the hell can I do? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's a problem. All right, you're going to like this pick, Cam. I know you're going to be like, ooh, I like where you're going with this, Morency.
I think I'm on. I've got a double-digit
underdog.
Yep, can I guess?
That I think can win the game. I think they can win the game outright tonight. What is it, Cam? Who is it?
I'm going to take a guess here. That's Oregon State?
No, I thought, oh, come on. A bad guess, Cam. I'm not. The Beavers. Beavers ain't winning this game outright. Chomp, chomp. No,
I'm going to tell you something, though. I just want to say one thing.
The Wolfpack.
Oh, yeah, I'm on Nevada. I just bet Nevada. I got 11 and a half. Are you kidding me? That's my favorite bet of the night. But I'm just going to say one thing quickly, Gabe, and we'll talk Nevada. Watch out. The whole world is betting Oklahoma State like they've seen the paper. I'm telling you, that game would be a little careful, but I love where you're going with the Wolfpack. Purdue's going to get all they can handle tonight. You're right. I might even throw a little bit on plus 350 money line. I like where your mind's going. Wolfpack. Ow!
No, I agree. I think the Beavers could cover. It's more a play against Oklahoma State. I don't think they should be favored by that much. We'll get to that game after. But, yeah, this Purdue-Nevada game. Purdue are always overrated because of Jeff Brohm now suddenly. And they were a good play against team last year. Now they're going in into Reno. And, you know, Babano, big altitude up there. It's a tough place to play up there in the mountains of Reno. They're back to the air raid pistol offense here. Like the old school Kaepernick, Cody Fajardo offense. That Polian guy, Bill Polian's kid, ruined this freaking program. It's taken them years to rebuild it. They're on the way right now. Norvell's a good coach. Matt Mummy is the offensive coordinator. Remember Hal Mummy, Cam? That's his kid.
Yep. Mummy.
So he's the OC. Timmy Chang. But Ben don't remember Timmy Chang.
Hawaii
was briefly with Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Love Timmy Chang.
He's Hawaii the quarterback
Rainbow
coach.
Warrior. I like it. Good, that's a good.
Yeah,
good
so coach. Nevada's got some smart. Yeah, they got some smart offensive coaches on the staff now. And, you know, Nevada's a team trending in the right direction. They're getting 11.5 points. It's too many points. Purdue's going to be in a dogfight in this game. All right, we'll get Babano's take on this and then the Oklahoma State, Oregon State game on the other side. OSU versus OSU.
Yeah.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, thanks, Yang. We're searching for CBS Sports Network right now on our grid here at the Meadowlands. We've got to be careful. Like it's crazy. We have a remote control that could change. Like we could freak these horse people out. Like
oh,
you, Magic Cam.
If you turn like, Saratoga into like something, guy would have you in a death grip.
And we didn't know how to turn it back.
Exactly. Be careful. Be careful with the horse.
I've never
channels.
Seen this before, but they put the remote control in a Pringles can.
Ooh, okay.
Very bizarre can because the aluminum inside, like basically, like when we were changing channels, all over the place, and it was like whack a mole. It was like, oh man, we got to change that one, and that one would change back. So
yeah.
Basically, what they said is, so here they put the remote controls in a tube of Pringles,
nice.
And then when you point at the specific TV, it'll only change that TV because the signal is it's like a laser.
That's
you know what
brilliant.
I mean? It's not going everywhere
that's
because of the
brilliant.
Pringles.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
I'll tell
that's,
you, man.
That's technology. We're sitting here with Pringles cans.
Yeah, I like Pringles. Okay. Anyway, I'll tell you my story on the other side because we got a couple more minutes with Babano before my update. But I'll tell you a story about flickers and stuff.
Oh, shit.
What
yeah,
else?
Yeah, it is. All right, yeah. So Babano,
it's 5:58.
Yeah, the games we didn't get to here: Wisconsin, South Florida, Massachusetts, Rutgers, Purdue, Nevada. The late games: Colorado State and Colorado, Oklahoma State and Oregon State. Going to be tough, Babano, but you got 2 minutes. What you like anything in these games?
We'll blast through them. Wisconsin, South Florida, nothing on the side. I do like the game over the total. South Florida was a bad run defense last year. Good luck facing Jonathan Taylor, one of the best running backs, and a good offensive line. South Florida's brought in OC Kerwin Bell, former CFL quarterback, former Florida Gator quarterback.
He's their new OC. Remember.
Exactly. They're going to be lightning fast. It's 58 and a half, the total. I think it goes over there. And I don't trust Wisconsin's defense either. UMass is one of the least experienced teams in the country coming into the season. They don't have many returning starters. They weren't a good team last year. They're not going to be any better this year. I understand why people are betting Rutgers, but I think it's a lot to stomach now, laying 17 with them. So I like them at a better number than that.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News, 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 news.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, Babano, I don't know what we're going to do. He was fucked. Anyway, everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with the Sports Grid Update. I love you, Babano. Thanks to our new listeners on Zumo Channel 719, too. Welcome to the Sports Grid family. Live action, big series, Brewers and Cubs, Nick Castellanos. What a great move by the Cubs getting him. Good, solid acquisition. Two home runs, number 10 and 11 since he's gone there. They win 7-1. The Brew Crew are fading. They're like a beer with no head in it. Yes, very, 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 very bad. Tons of games tonight. Featured ones, Oakland, New York Yankees, Yanks land 40 cents, 11. Anderson and Sabathia, two pitchers with girth. 7-10, we got Cleveland minus 155 at Tampa. Shane, don't call me Justin Bieber, up against Pruitt, total 8. We'll talk about all these games, 6 o'clock betting hour. We'll go through the baseball and the college. Some sad news from baseball today. The autopsy of Tyler Skaggs has uncovered that the former Angels pitcher had opioids, fentanyl, and oxycodone in his system when he was found dead in his Texas hotel room on July 1st. This, according to a toxicology examiner from the LA Times, they got this story. The Skaggs family issued a statement today saying the death may involve another Angels employee. South Lake Police in Texas still investigating. Roger Federer, yeah, he's got his mojo back after losing in the opening set of his first of his two matches at the U.S. Open. The Swiss mister did his thing. No troubles today. He cruised past Dan Evans in the third round. 6-2, 6-2, 6-1, the final. 18th straight time Federer has reached the fourth round. He's a five-time U.S. Open champ. This guy's amazing. Huge upset today. Aussie youngster Alex de Minaur took out 7-seed Kai Nishikori, the 2014 finalist, 6-2, 6-4, 2-6, and 6-3. Ladies' side, Serena Williams, she got a scare earlier, but off to the round of 16. She crushed Carolina Muchova from 6-3, 6-2. NFL, stand your ground. That's a message from Dallas Cowboys. Dez Bryant to Ezekiel Elliott. Bryant tweeted his advice to Elliott today after the Cowboys owner Jerry Jones warned the two-time rushing champ about not honoring his current contract during a Dallas radio appearance. Elliott is still under contract to 2020, and his holdout seems likely to extend into the regular season. Oakland Raiders and center Rodney Hudson agreed on a multi-year extension. Hudson inked a three-year, $33.75 million extension. He's now the highest-paid center in the NFL. He's got 24.4 guaranteed to. He's had two Pro Bowl nods. Raiders also releasing linebacker Brandon Marshall. Miami Dolphins linebacker Kiko Alonso, he wants to be traded. Alonso has spent three seasons with the Dolphins and 15 games last year. He racked up 125 tackles, three forced fumbles, and three interceptions. The 29-year-old has 2 years left on his deal. The San Francisco 49ers expect to place Jerick McKinnon on the injured reserve after the running back suffered a setback in his recovery from a torn ACL. It's unclear whether McKinnon's 2019 is over. He may undergo a procedure to fix the issue. He signed a four-year, $30 million deal with San Fran just last year. Tampa Bay Bucks have placed pass rusher Jason Pierre-Paul on the reserve non-football injury list. Pierre-Paul working his way back after a May car accident. New England Patriots, they've traded corner Duke Dawson in a seventh rounder to the Denver Broncos in exchange for a six-round draft pick. This from Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. And LA Chargers GM Tom Telesco announcing that Russell Okung won't be ready for Week 1 versus the Colts, so Trent Scott is going to be the likely replacement to protect Phillip Rivers' blindside. Let's go, college football. 6 o'clock, guys. This game just kicking off. Rice and Army Cadets 23-46-7. Tulsa, Michigan State, Spartans minus 23.5, 47.5. 7 p.m. Wisconsin minus 11.5, South Florida 58. 7:15, UMass at Rutgers. Scarlet Knights playing 16.5, 55. 8 action, Utah State, Wake Forest, Demon Deacons, minus 4.5, 61. 9:30 action, Purdue minus 11 at Nevada. Total 58.5. Colorado State taking on Colorado in the Battle of the State. Buffs minus 13, 57.5. And 10:30, Oklahoma State minus 14 at Oregon State. Total in that game, 72. Yes, Gabe, I got some soccer from all around the world for guys like Big Card Julio. This one's for you. Spanish League, Balboa Atletico, 2-0 over Real Sociedad. Sevilla and Celta Vigo played to a 1-1 tie. That in the Spanish League. German League, RB Leipzig beat Mönchengladbach 3-1. Italy, Bologna over Spal 1-0, the final. And in the French League, 1, PSG over FC Metz 2-0, the final. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 2 of Red Heat Rage Radio. He's live from the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands Racetrack. Hey, we're going to break down all the games in college baseball and a whole lot more. Hour 2 of Red Heat Rage Radio on Sports Grid. It's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, we live action. Army Rice has begun. Rice with the football on their own 20-yard line. After the kickoff, we're ready to rock and roll. And the game starts off with a run, Cam, right up the middle. Tick, tick, tick. Yeah, 40 seconds. 40 seconds on the play clock in college. I'm curious here. So that was their first play from scrimmage, all right? So they just ran the ball up the middle, Rice. They've taken 20 seconds off in between plays now. So I want to see when they snap the ball, because they would be going quicker now. The game just started. There'd be adrenaline. They snap the ball with 10 seconds. So they let 30 seconds go, Cam, basically. And that was kind of quick. They'll slow down. And you know, that'll be the theme here. Rice just tried to pass the ball, and they nearly got their wide receiver murdered. You shouldn't try that again. It was nearly intercepted, actually. So you didn't get in on this game, okay? You decided to stay away from a little Army and Rice action.
You know what?
You
I didn't
hate
like,
eating healthy. Huh? No rice for you.
Rice is actually high in carbs, and I wouldn't be taking rice. Army should be able to take care of business in that game. I'm going to tell you something, though. Don't let that Clemson-Georgia Tech box score fool you. I watched that game. I got all the games on my stick. That was Georgia Tech mistakes, fumbles, all sorts of stuff. ATN runs off 3 touchdowns. The fact that Clemson covered that game was bullshit. They should not have won by that much. That's betting, right? You know, like, what are you going to do about it? You can't change the outcome. Can't say, wow, they should only lost by 21, but they lost by whatever, 42. It's just so frustrating, man. When you're a bad team playing a good team, you can't beat yourself. The turnovers killed the Rambling Wreck, so we don't need any of that crap tonight. That's all.
Here's a parlay, Cam. You're not going to like the odds. This is like, all right, I can't play around. I'm going to win. I need to win. How am I going to win money right now? And we came so close last night with our brilliant parlay, you and me. We fell short. It is what it is, buddy.
Yep.
This one. The Colorado Buffaloes aren't losing to Colorado State tonight.
No, they're not.
They're going to win this game. They probably cover. They probably cover, too. I think they're going to cover.
You know, I think I might take them.
I'm just saying, if you want to play.
Because of their season.
You want to play Sammy safe.
Yep.
You want to play Sammy safe. Colorado Buffalo's money line. Wisconsin Badgers money line. You feel comfortable that those two teams are going to win? South Florida's not beating
Badgers
Wisconsin.
Will win. No. It won't be. It'll be one of those games where Wisconsin's probably going to be slow and then come out late and cover the number.
The parlay, what do you think that parlay would pay? Colorado Buffaloes to win. They're 13.5-point favorites. And Wisconsin to win, who are 10.5-point favorites.
Minus 280.
Minus 209.
That's very good.
It's not bad. Yeah, in the minus 200 range.
Plus. That's kind of it.
All right. Game time decisions continues.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Decisions continues. College football's back, baby. Army came up with a stop. It wasn't a three and out. It's like a six and out. Army now have the football, but on their own five-yard line, which kind of actually helps the toll a little bit. Now they got to go to the length of the field. Yeah, we did lay 13 in the first half here. So Army, Calvin Hopkins Jr. comes out under center for the Black Knights. As their first run of the season is a three-yard gain up the middle. Tick, tick, tick. It's amazing,
this
man.
This game?
Ken, like, we're already 4 minutes. It's 4 minutes
boring.
Into this game.
Yeah, I know.
It's they played 4 minutes, and there's boring. Been seven plays only.
That's pathetic.
Like, it's basically they run the ball, they get up, they stand around. All right, let's see how long they take before they snap the ball. Rice waited until there was 10 seconds left. Let's see Army here. Army only getting to the line with 14 seconds left. And, all right, so they're at about 10 as well. So they take 30 seconds in between plays, these teams. Now, every team takes a couple of seconds to get up and get back to the line of scrimmage. But you'll notice, like, a team like, you know, like Oregon or a team like Clemson, they're running plays basically every 15 to 17 seconds type of deal. It's fast because you wear the defense out that way. But, yeah, these guys, again, Cam, they're standing around again. This game's going under. Like, you can tell right away. It's like a fight. You can tell on a total if you're on the right or wrong side. This is tick, tick, tick. They're already 10:40 mark. Nothing's happened. Like, all right, here's Army. They're going to hand the ball off. And they get stuffed. That's not good. Ugh. I got to punt the ball now. What's the in-game number on this? What's the in-game total
find
here?
It for
I might
you.
Jump in on the total here.
I'm going to go to Mr. Green. In-game
it's frozen
total.
Right now.
NCAA F. We
Take
got.
Cam.
Yeah. Nope, they don't have it on Mr. Green. Not there.
Suspended, yeah. It'll be back up in a second. So, Cam, last night we wondered how much money I had. And it was pretty close, but there were a lot of ones. Now we got... Got some 50s in a bunch here.
I guess. Wave them again.
Oh, God. What just happened?
Do the fan. Fan them.
Something. Did they just block a punt?
No way.
They just block a punt?
It says Rice is on the Army 15 right now. I don't get that game yet. I'm watching horse racing. It's first and 10. Yeah, they're on. Let me see here. Yeah, something had to happen. They're on the 15-yard line, right?
Dear God. Army went for it on their own 14-yard line.
That's dumb.
Army went for it on 4th and 1, and they
what
didn't get it.
Unbelievable.
I know.
That's...
Like really? Like it's
on,
the
guys.
First series of the year, guys.
I get it. I know you guys like to go for it on 4th and 1, 2 and 3, but that's when you punt when you're that deep in your end zone. That's gambling to a point of, like, being cocked. That's stupid.
That's just arrogance. Stupid. It's arrogance.
Yes, yeah. That's what I say. Arrogance, stupidity. You can call it what you will. I'm going to tell you something, Gabe. When I was doing the show last night with Mr. Green, they had a real problem with their live updating for the college games. They had it for the NFL exhibition. They had it for the baseball. They did not. Like, I was really, really disappointed. Like, I'm going to have to, even though these guys are great with the early payouts and stuff, I'm going to have to get another book specifically for live college. They don't do a quick enough job. They're too slow on the trigger.
Yeah, but you know what? Last night, neither here, Cam. It was a circus last night here, too. They were on and off. They only had like two of the games up in the end game. Mr. Green will pick up. They'll pick it up over the week.
So.
But you know, it's always good to have multiple options. So I'm this close to sending Will over to the window. The parlay that I was talking about just came to 207 now, came down. Colorado Buffaloes to win the game, Wisconsin to win the game. Yet I'm starting to get the feeling that I could probably parlay this and they're both going to cover. That's what I'll do. I'll split it in half. All right, we'll do that. So it's minus 207. Now let's see what a FanDuel parlay will pay here, Cam, if we play both on the spread. Both on the spread. Wisconsin. I don't really trust Wisconsin fully.
I don't know.
I think like it's 10 and a half. It wouldn't shock me, Cam, if they won by 10 or 7.
It is South Florida.
South Florida don't suck.
Not exactly.
They don't completely suck, South Florida.
Well, they have athletes. Think about South Florida.
People don't like Charlie Strong.
Remember that kick returner that they had last year where he took two back or three back in one game? The guy was like a track guy for the United States track team. He was amazing. That's the thing. South Florida's got a couple burners on their team, man. Like, things are going to change quick with those guys.
Bad weather expected, too. Could be a sloppy field. But if we took Wisconsin and Colorado, and they're now 13, plus 273. That's what if they both cover pace. Wisconsin to cover, Colorado to cover, plus 273. That Oregon State game, Cam, I'm with you. Oklahoma State, man, they're not good double-digit road favorites. They can't be trusted in a spot like this. Even against the Beavers. The Beavers only won three games last year, but they've got some experience, some returning players. Should be some points in this game, but I think the Beavers can cover. Come on, Army, tackle them. There you go.
The Beavers? Think about this. The Beavers got a great running back. Like, you know what I mean? They've always had him. Like, since Steven Jackson, Jaquizz Rodgers, they've always found a way at that school to get good backs that make it to the NFL. I think they're much improved. I think these are guys, they're not afraid of Oklahoma State. They're soft, man. Like, that team's not tough. Big 12. Oregon State's not going to be intimidated. The whole world, like, it's funny. You go on these chats and you go to covers or whatever. Cowboys by 31, Cowboys by 35, Cowboys by 28. Like, I don't think one person is giving the Beavers a chance in this game. I think they're going to cover the number, Gabe. I think they might lose by like 3 or 4. At worst, I'm thinking 10 to 13. You're getting a touchdown. Like, I believe they can win the game. So if you think they can win the game, I take the points. Give me the 14 with the Beavers. I think you might even get the hook there. You might get 14 and a half.
OSU versus OSU.
Yeah, I like OSU. OSU is a lock tonight. Lock. That's the best.
There. Beavers, OSU. Chop, chop.
Chomp, 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 chomp. Yeah,
look here we go.
Yeah.
We have Oregon State and
OSU.
Ohio State.
They got the same kind of Oklahoma State. They got the same kind of color.
Oregon State, Ohio State. How many OSUs are there?
Yeah, lots.
Oregon State, Ohio State, Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. Who else starts with an O?
Oh, Ohio, but they're just Ohio University.
They're
that's
Bobcats,
OU.
Yeah. No, that's OU. That's not OS.
Yeah,
yes.
OU.
OU. No, I think that's
OU.
It.
OU, that's like it's like Oklahoma.
Yeah, OU, exactly.
You know what's crazy? They're even the same colors, Cam.
OSU,
look, they're even the same colors.
The minute you brought up this helmet, do they not look the same? Yeah, it's the same color scheme. It's the same everything. It's going to be weird, man. I hope the Beavers wear something like white and Oklahoma wears like their darks, or else it's going to be very confusing out there. I don't want to look at the same color all night. It'll piss me off.
I imagine the Beavers will be wearing one of their... The Beavers will be wearing one of their, you know, alternate new modern type cool helmets. So I'm going to play the parlay. I don't like minus 207. I mean, is there a baseball? I don't want to mix a baseball game in it. But I'm about winning money, Cam. And listen, I don't mind playing the underdogs. I'm going to be taking Nevada. I'll sprinkle a little bit on the money line, whatever. But I'm also looking to make money on this. And if you told any stock market guy, you went down to Wall Street, you told a guy, listen, it's minus 207. You know, you're going to double your money, essentially. Or we'll get 50% back, half your money back in 4 hours. It'd be a great investment. like I said, South Florida are scrappy, and you're right. They have a couple of good skill position players. They have a bunch of fast kids on their team. But they're also going to get pushed off the line of scrimmage over the course of 3.5 hours.
That's true.
The big beef from Wisconsin and that running back, Taylor kid, it's going to be too much for them.
Exactly.
I think there's some points in this game, actually. I think it's going to go over. But it's 58.5. It's getting up there. And then the Colorado State are really bad. The Buffaloes have some players. They have a new coach. It's a good parlay. Colorado, Wisconsin, money line.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Hey guys, lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer to join the countless number of people that have won thousands of dollars playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you're playing daily fantasy sports or not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL annual pass, faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's the promo code ACTION for a special 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Thank you very much, Cam Stewart. I'm putting my card together right now, and it's Big Card Morenci.
I got a game for you.
Game
for you. If you wanted to add one baseball game to it, and I'm not going to go like with the most obvious one or whatever, but I think there's a really good spot. I don't want, you know, you got to do what you got to do. It's your money. I'm just saying Sanchez has really pitched well for the Nationals. They're at home against Hernandez of the Marlins. I know it's minus 250 on my site, but the Nationals, they understand. They got to keep on winning games, man, and Sanchez has been good. That's something I'd look at. Or I guess you can go with Gibson Guitars at minus 270 against Edwin Jackson, who's basically a double-A pitcher. But I don't know. Detroit's at home. They've been a little bit scrappy lately. So those are the two games I look at. Or if you want to fade the Blue Jays, but Wade Miley's minus 210 against Thornton, but Houston's on the road. I think that one might be a little more dangerous. So in ranking of the baseball game to add your parlay, I'd go Washington 1, Minnesota 2, and Houston 3. But I like Washington and Minnesota more.
All right, we'll run through some more of the baseball, as I know Cam will definitely be jumping on the diamond. I've got football focus tonight. I'm not even going to look at the baseball games. I'll take a look at them. We'll run through them here, but I don't have any interest in betting on baseball. I got, you know, we've been waiting for football to be back. I got a lot of opinions on these games. This game is pissing me off now, though. I'm on the under, and I'm glad. My minus 13 in the first half. I'll tell you, Rice didn't score. You know, they had the ball. They got the ball on the 15-yard line. Army stuffed them. So it's still scoreless right now. So the under's looking good, but the sports book doesn't know what to do with this. What did Bet365 do anything with this game? All right,
Nothing.
They just reposted this at 40.
They didn't post it.
I don't think this gets to 40. Man, I'm going to run out of money already.
You haven't even started the 8 o'clock show yet.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like,
well, the good news is buy your tickets now. And then, you know, the good news about this game, this will truly end at 6, college game, 3.5 hours, 9:30. So you'll still be in the building or whatever. You could, if you win, you cash that ticket with the under, and you could play something else at 10 o'clock.
All right, Will.
Which is the late.
Get up. Come up here, Will. I'm going to say hello to Will, everyone. We're sending Will over to the window. We're not playing around today. Again, you guys, I swear to God, will you guys read my mind here? I was just going to send him to the window. I wanted under 40 in this Army game. Suddenly it's 30.5. What's up, Larry David? We got, it's 38.5. Take the
What's
under
Will
in the
like
Army game. It's going under, end game. And yeah, we'll find out what Will likes.
Yeah, Will, give us your
38.5. Ah, 30.5. Son of a.
One winner.
All right, listen. Here, we need a pen. Bring the pad over here. We're getting serious here. Friday night business here, Cam. All right, we need Colorado.
Colorado. Buffalo.
Colorado, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, money line, parlay.
Yep.
Money line parlay. Let's go 150.
Who's going to win?
150. I already have the under here, but let's go 75 on the Army Rice under.
I think Oakland's worth a look maybe tonight, too.
All right. 150.
Washington.
It's getting real here, Will. Let's go. We'll find out who Will likes. Do you like anything, Will? Well, you look at Will. I think Will plays fantasy. I know you play DFS baseball, don't you? Oh, seasonal. All right. So we'll get
seasonal.
Will's picks.
Seasonal. Okay.
All right. It's already down to 38. You better get over there, Will. Yeah, Colorado, Wisconsin, Moneyline parlay, and then $75 on the in-game under of Army Rice. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Yeah, I don't see what Rice does here. Rice first and 10 on their own 33-yard line.
A lot of missed opportunities.
Both teams just keep running the ball up the middle for 1 yard.
I think we should have taken Rice with the points.
Well, right now, I'll tell you what, Rice plus 17.5 look pretty freaking good. They look totally even.
I agree.
No one's doing anything.
So what are the
I'm
next
not going to abandon
off?
Ship yet because maybe Army can score.
Don't
maybe Army
ship.
Can score a touchdown and then, you know, it opens up.
So at 7 o'clock,
all right.
You've got,
so the next college game's up.
Two ranked teams from the Big Ten. You
what's
got
up,
Wisconsin
Will?
At South Florida.
Yeah, 150 on Colorado was. What did I give you there? Oh, God.
And a bet
right,
horse.
So, what do you need? 225? You got 170? All right, if you can, Cam, I'm just dealing with Will here for a second.
Yeah.
Like I said,
yeah,
I don't know. You see, every time I stop talking, you silent. And when I start talking, you jump in all the
time. Listen, you're talking to him on the air. So, what do you want me to do? I can't talk if you're negotiating with him on the air. I was just going to mention the next game up on the board. So, we got Wisconsin and South Florida. That game, I don't know what to do with this football game. You know, it's tough. It's very, very tough. These games are not easy right now. Like, it's very, very difficult. So right now, Michigan State minus 23.5 versus Tulsa. I like Tulsa in this game. Over under 47.5. It feels like it could go over. I hope it's not a trap there. Michigan State should be able to score in a weak, soft Tulsa defense. Then we got Wisconsin and South Florida. That game's going off at 7 o'clock. Wisconsin minus 10.5. South Florida plus 10.5. Total 58.5. Wisconsin on the money line, though, Gabe, is minus 400. Like, that's not going to really – that's. So what do you have? Wisconsin with Colorado, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Wisconsin-Colorado money line parlay is minus 207. And I'm playing.
Okay.
$150 will pay back.
On Mr. Green, it's
like $70 or so.
$190 for that parlay. That's crazy.
What, that
you got
that
a 10.5-point – yeah, you got a 10.5-point favorite and a 12-point favorite to minus 190. That's very good. That's a very good price for that parlay. Speaking of that being minus, Wisconsin's minus 400 money line and Colorado's minus 450. That's crazy. That's a good number. A very good number.
It is. I would play it. I would play it.
At that price, yeah, definitely.
You.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I got a lot. I got to be selective tonight. You can't bet every game on the board, man. Like, last night, that BYU game pissed me off. I went extra units on it, and it was stupid. So I'm going to try to avoid doing the same thing tonight. I don't know, man. I'm feeling you with Nevada. I think Nevada could be the best play on the board tonight. Like, people just giving Purdue, like, Purdue's going to beat these guys by, like, 12 or more. That's a big ask. Nevada's also a tough place to go play. It's in the middle of nowhere. You know what I mean? You got to go to Reno. Like, Gabe, you know. From Vegas, people are like, oh, Vegas to Reno. Yeah, it's a, like, 8-hour drive. It's like Reno's – for Purdue, it's not going to be an easy trip for them. It's going to be a lot more difficult than people think. 58.5, Tough. I don't know. I don't have no opinion of the total of that game. That's tough.
After Denver and Salt Lake, Reno, the elevation is, it's pretty high up there. You're in the desert, but you're also extremely elevated. I think, you know, the big guys on Purdue, you get that big Ten beef. They're going to be gasping by the time it's the fourth quarter. It's not going to be fun for them. They're not used to this stuff, right, at
Excellent.
All. And
Excellent.
It's not going to be fun for them late in the football game. And you know Nevada is going to come in here. Nevada knows this, too. It's basically like a fight, Cam. Purdue outweigh these guys by about 60 pounds probably per man, seriously. Like, the average O-lineman on Purdue is probably about 320 pounds. The average D-tackle on Nevada is probably about 250, right?
Yeah.
But so, therefore, what is Nevada going to do? They're going to use their speed, right? They're going to use their speed. They're going to come from the outside, but offensively, same thing. Those big 10 D-linemen and stuff are going to get huffing and puffing. Nevada, you know, skinnier, fast kids, they're going to be moving fast in the desert heat here tonight. Purdue kind of get lucky that it's a night game, but it's not that late, actually, and it's a three-hour time difference, so...
Yeah.
Like, what's the what time's this game at? I think it's at 9:40.
Yeah.
9:30. Yeah, 6:30. See, Nevada's smart.
They knew.
They're like, no. We're not doing this
earlier.
Like, like they couldn't though because of TV, right? Yeah. But they're smart. That there's a reason, guys. It's at 6:30. Like, I guarantee you, Nevada was like, we're making this game as early as possible.
Yeah,
all right, because it'll
agree.
Be hotter and it'll piss Purdue off. They won't be used as this desert heat. So mountain heat up there. Purdue are just a little bit overvalued here at minus 11. I don't know if Nevada can win the game outright, but I think they got a puncher's chance to, actually.
Two games we haven't talked about, and I don't know. I think Babano changed his opinion. I don't care what he said. Like, Rutgers, like UMass, I get it, right? But Rutgers, this is a home game for Rutgers. You're laying 16.5 points. They should be able to beat UMass, in my opinion, by 27 points. Almost a touchdown a quarter. Touchdown a quarter. Rutgers is going to smash UMass up.
Can't do it.
I know. I'm just telling you, though. That's a thing.
I think they should.
I think. And what about Utah State and Wake Forest? That line's gone from the Demon Deacon's gone from 4 to 5. Yeah, it's a tough game, too. Kind of want to take Wake Forest, but I'm going to pass. Love Nevada as a dog. And you're right, Colorado. The thing about Colorado is, remember they started the season off 5-0 and lost all those games. This is a huge game for Colorado to get on the right foot to start a new season. I think they might be Colorado State by like 27 tonight.
All right, Game Time Decisions continues. Get on the Grand Sports Grid. We're at the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. Still scoreless. Army and Rice right now. First quarter's ticking away.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Well, they just had Woodbine Cam, Thoroughbreds and Woodbine tonight on the giant screen.
It's a photo finish out. It's funny you just mentioned that. I was just watching this race. It's like, we're literally, it might be a photo. That six might have clipped them. Wow, yeah, that was a good race.
In-game total. Yeah, it is. It's a nice looking track. Like, compared to, you know, you look at all these other ones. Yeah, it looks, it's up there. It's world class. It's better than a hell of a lot of these other ones. Yeah, like,
and their pools
actually,
are,
you know what? It's crazy because I'm here all the time.
Yeah.
I'm here all the time, and you know, I wouldn't spend a lot of time here. I would go to Woodbine more, but it's difficult. It's just, it's remote. It's hard to get out there, but I know they want to do it. They basically want to copy the same model of what they have here. At Woodbine.
Exactly.
I know the guy at Woodbine has seen this and what's going on here, and he's like, wow, you got a racetrack and a sports book, and then it converges, and then it's a spillover. The sports guys start betting the ponies. Like last night, actually, I'm not going to say a lot of them, but quite a few. I'd say about 25% of the horse players stayed. They didn't leave, even though the horses were done. They migrated over to the sports side, and they hung out together. So it's like all the old horse guys were hanging out together at like one bar watching the football games last night, right?
That's awesome. That's awesome. No, and I had a meeting.
Well, they got nowhere to go, right?
Yeah. No, they don't. Yeah, where are they going to go? If they don't have a wife at home, if I was a single old man, I'd want to hang out in an OTB too and watch the sporting events and bet on them. But I will say this. I had a meeting with a guy at Woodbine. I told him what Meadowlands did with their horse track and race book game. His jaw was basically on the floor because he was thinking about the money they can make now. I've been there on an NFL Sunday, and they still got crowds in there for the Sunday race card with football. Imagine they actually had real betting. That's pro-line kiosk, buddy. That's provincial lottery shit. Like real single game betting with the ponies. They'd be making it hand over fist. Like, and I don't understand why the government's sitting on their ass. Do it now. It's a win-win for everybody. People are going to bet anyway. You're just leaving money on the table. You talk about it with New York, right? Like, what the hell are you doing? Government, figure it out, man. You can make millions and millions of dollars. Use your head.
Yeah, you know, obviously they're slow on this, and you saw how long it took them for the weed stuff, the marijuana.
Yes.
It took them years to get through the red tape. I don't know. I would imagine, listen, Trudeau's an idiot, right? But if I was Trudeau, you figure he'd want to do a couple of positive things before the election, and this would be positive, right? It would create jobs. It would create, you know, enthusiasm, et cetera. It's a no-brainer. But I imagine, too, that people would try to block him since it's an election, so he wouldn't get credit for it now. But I'll be honest with you. You know, the Liberal government, and the same thing with the Democrats in the United States, if you look at the state by state where legalized gambling, sports betting, it's more Republican, Ken.
For sure.
It is. Like, you know, they might have their little fake morals and values, but they're way more pro-business and money. Like, Democrats, it's like, oh, let's have a study and let's look into it and let's study this and blah, blah. And like, yeah, whatever. You know, Republican, once they approve it, they'll be like, yeah, whatever, let's just do it then. Right? I mean, you know, like Arkansas has legal sports betting. Indiana, Mike Pence, like they're ultra uptight. They hate gay people, no gay marriage. But they're like, sports betting? Yeah, sure.
Come on.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not, it's not a taboo thing. But I'll be honest, in Canada, what it comes down to, Cam, there's no political opposition to it. So basically, there's no party that, like, if you're in Niagara or Windsor, that would be affected the most, because it would only be in casinos, right? And racetracks. So they're all isolated, right? So it would be good business for everybody. It would help Niagara Falls. God knows Windsor needs the help. It would help everybody. So no politician is going to say, I'm against this. Gambling is socially accepted in Canada. So there's no moral outrage to this. The only reason, and Brendan Fife told me this, and he used to work at the OLG.
Yep.
I said, the reason they don't want to do this, they don't want to give up the parlays, right? And he said, yep.
Exactly.
They don't want to give up the parlays because they make a ton of money already. So their deal is, well, we're already making money. So, but what they don't understand is people will still play, Cam.
Yes, they
like,
will.
Like, you could place an individual bet at Woodbine, doesn't affect me if I'm living in Liberty Village when I go to the corner store on Sunday morning. I'm still going to play the pro line. Johnny Sixpack and Susie Housecoat will still play pro line. It's not
for
like,
sure.
You know what I mean? It won't change. They'll make it the best of both worlds. They'll make more money. But like I said, politicians, Cam. Look, man, I sent Kathleen Wynn literally a personal email. I sent the OLG.
Yep.
I told them. I was like, listen, I'm on the score. I'm on this. And, you know, I'm not an idiot. I've been into gaming. I said, you guys are antiquated. I'll help you out. I'll tell you. This is what you need to do. I sent them links to Quebec. And then finally I realized, and I even told her, I said, you know, as a political issue, you know, you're leaving money on the table. You'll score points here. They actually responded telling me to, like, they don't need my whatever. Then I heard that they had hired. Yeah. They actually responded and said, screw off, essentially. Then I heard that they hired the same people that did the Quebec lottery, Mise au Jeu, which is awesome. And I haven't seen the results. Have you? I mean, look at the paper on Proline, Cam. It's like from 1979. It looks like Atari Vision or something like that. It's freaking. It's embarrassing.
It hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. When I go to Quebec, they had golf matchups. They had basketball. Like, they have matchup bets. It's like they were so ahead of the time. I got a pro line sheet, Gabe. Know what their big thing was? Okay, okay. Your minimum used to be a three-game parlay, but because we love you so much, you could do a two-game parlay for football. So you can do a two-banger instead of a three and up to six on the point spread
card.
Yeah,
but like, you know what with that? Listen to that. Listen to that. That yep. pro line crap with a two-banger parlay. This is how stupid they are. You do that parlay, all right? Okay, times two. You know what it pays you? 2-1.
I know.
All right? Now listen. You can play a two-team parlay at 2-1, yet if you play a three-team parlay, all right, and you play the both sides of one game, you'll get plus 250 back out of it. Like, they're so dumb that they do this. Like, why would I play two? You hear what I'm saying, Cam? Like, yep. Let's say you play a parlay, you play a two-game parlay on ProLine. You put $200 on a two-team parlay on ProLine. You win. You know what I mean? You're only getting 2-1 back. Right?
Oh, I know.
So yep. you put $100 on a three-team parlay, you're getting $500 back. So you put another $100 on a three-team parlay, but play the other side, you're getting $500 back. You're making yep. $300 instead of the you're making
excellent
more money.
Point.
So, but yeah. people are too dumb to realize this stuff. Like, never play the two-game parlay. If you want to play a two-game parlay, guys, play a three-game parlay and play the third game both sides and scratch it out. You'll get
exactly.
better odds. So this is the type of garbage-type stuff that they're doing to people that it's, like, it's frustrating, but screw them. You know, it's screw them. Single-game wagering will happen. It'll happen probably after the election because of everything else. Yeah. But, all right. So these games, Cam, I'll blast through, and I'll throw you the mic here and see what you got in other sports if you're betting yep. other stuff. Tulsa, man. I get we're hoping for the best here, Cam. This is no lock. Small play on Tulsa.
Oh, God. I don't think
Tulsa,
any game,
Michigan State,
games are a lock.
47.5.
Well, yeah, I got
350 bucks on this Army game suddenly, so I hope it is.
That overlook.
All right, so let me
low.
Give you the picks here. So Tulsa plus 23.5. Tulsa, Michigan State, over 47.5. I'm taking Colorado, Wisconsin, money line parlay. Colorado, Wisconsin, money line parlay. Oregon State Beavers, plus 13. Oklahoma State, Oregon State, over 73. And the Nevada Wolfpack, plus 11. So that's Tulsa, plus 23.5. Tulsa, Michigan State, over 47.5. Colorado, Buffalo, Wisconsin, Badger, money line parlay. It's actually minus 200 right now here even. It's fallen. Oregon State, plus 13. Oak State, Oregon State, over 73. Nevada Wolfpack, plus 11. Those are my picks, Cam. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I got a six-pack. Six-pack of picks yep. there. What do you got?
I got three. I got a half a six-pack. I got three. I'm with you. I'm going to take Tulsa at plus 23.5. Might take the over, but I'm more going to stick on the sides tonight. Gabe, at my book, I'm going to tell you something. Wait on that Oregon State game. I know people are going to come late if it's under 14 on Oklahoma State. On my book, I'm getting Oregon State at 14. I see some 13.5s out there. I want 14. Give me the Beavers at 14, and I like Nevada. I'm with you. I think this is going to be a real tough game for Purdue. Give me Nevada plus 11. In baseball, I took a couple of shots. I took Cleveland with Bieber tonight at minus 135. I did a two-game parlay with Washington and the Minnesota Twins to minus 110, and a very small play on the Oakland A's plus 135 against the Yankees. Anderson versus Sabathia.
Mr. Anderson.
So I kind of like
night
Texas
off tonight,
too.
Cam, you've been stepping up.
Yeah. Tonight I'm
you've been stepping
going
up
out
this week. So what? You're off tonight?
Yeah, I got Lisa over here. We're gonna go for dinner with the family. Yeah, I'm gonna just have a nice chill night, and then I'm gonna come back and watch that Beaver game, which I'm very excited about.
Excited about the Beaver game tonight? Why
I actually
not?
Really am. I like Oklahoma State, Oregon State. I think it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a great one.
Yeah, it's a so lot of like orange. A lot of orange, black. Yeah, here we go. It's
a lot like of orange and brown. Burn orange and brown. Are you taking any baseball? Like, not one game. Like, that's a tough baseball board. I looked at it.
No.
It looks ugly. It's ugly. Ugh.
Cam, I don't know who's playing. I don't know who's playing.
That's great. Yeah, I don't know who's playing. Oh, I can tell you one thing. Your Mets are.
I don't.
Your Mets are. I'll tell you
who
what,
the Mets
are playing. The Phillies.
Yeah, who
tonight.
The Mets?
The Mets are playing the Phillies. But you
oh,
know who's
God.
Pitching
yeah,
for Philadelphia?
Yeah, right.
Nola.
Nola.
Guess the line.
Wheeler, oh, Nola.
Guess the line.
I see it. I'd be lying. I see it. Oh,
okay.
I see it. I'd be lying.
There, okay.
Plus 130, minus 150. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Total nine. You got a nine total there, too.
The Mets got a win, bro. They need a win.
They're pretty well done. You and Kurtz got excited about it for a while. I hate to be being real. They're not going to. That was a rough week.
They
screwed up big time. I know they really screwed things up, man.
Yeah,
lots of losses. Hey, the Cubs did them in. That was a tough series for the Mets.
Their defense, Cam.
Oh, it's awful.
These guys can't catch anything.
Every single night, no, their defense is atrocious. It's the worst defensive team I've seen in Major League Baseball in years. It's awful. Routine grounders, they boot.
They really is.
Balls in the outfield, no communication. They have a real problem. Like, it needs to be addressed. They have some great players on that team, but defensively, they're a train wreck.
They're like a softball team, even worse.
Yeah.
Dude, McNeil caught a pop fly the other night. He tried to catch a pop fly. He had his back. He had his back to the ball. Like, I never seen that in my life. Like, he got spun around, Cam. Like, he was like basically like weekend guy. Like, he was going back. He's an infielder, right? They got him in right field. He's back there. He sort of spun around, and he's tried to turn around, like, side. It was the most awkward, like, thing ever, basically. I'm like, dear God, like, you guys want to be a playoff team? You can't catch a fly ball. Conforto lost a ball in the sun the other night in the lights. Rosario, there was Syndergaard in the first inning of the other night. They could have got out of it. Rosario, like, flipped the ball into the outfield for some reason.
Oh,
casual, Cam. He could have just, like, flipped it over. He did some weird backhand. Threw it in the center field. I'm like, what are you even thinking? Like, what are you doing?
Syndergaard was garbage, right. But they could have turned a couple-run inning into a six-run inning. It buried them. They tried to come back in that game, too. They were down, like, 9-1. It was, like, 9-6.
Touchdown,
six,
Army,
like,
Cam.
Touchdown, Army. You got lots of points to play with, right?
All right.
Lots of points to play with.
You got my picks, people. Tulsa plus 23.5. Tulsa, Michigan State over 47.5. Colorado, Wisconsin, Moneyline Parlay, minus 200. Oregon State Beavers, plus 13. Oklahoma State, Oregon State, over 73. Nevada Wolfpack, plus 11. We'll see you at 8 o'clock.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire. What you missed on Game Time Decisions.
King Ganja in the chat says, look, Tom Petty, Prince, Chris Cornell. You think Chris Cornell killed himself, man? The guy was on a toxic cocktail of all this drugs. Says, oh, you're depressed, Chris, so take this and all. You got a show to do, so you better pop this pill before, and then after all, this will come down and help you out. You know, next thing you know, you're on 13 freaking pills. You have one Bud Light. Next thing you know, you're hanging yourself in your hotel room. You know what I mean? Anthony Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain's on top of the world, man. The guy's the most popular show on TV. Well-loved by everyone. Fell in love with some model chick that whatever. He was like, you know, the guy was living a dream. He was taking that stuff, Chantix, that makes you stop smoking. You know, and the little fine print at the end of the commercial. May cause suicidal thoughts. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, yeah, may cause suicidal thoughts. Watch out for Ray Liotta next.
Quickly before he's on Ray. I love his commercials too. He's reading the script. Anyway, it's like, hey, I'm Ray, I stopped smoking with Chantix. But anyway,
first off, I don't even believe you, Ray. I think you still smoke. I don't even believe you.
I'm going to make a bet that he does too. I think Liotta's still hacking darts. I will say this though, Darren McCarty talked about it. There was a big story that came out this week. The story was called Marijuana Saved My Life. He was talking about all the doctors in hockey as an enforcer that gave him, they pilled him up, He said he went crazy, all this other stuff. One guy gave him CBD oil and marijuana. You know what? He even stopped drinking. He says, I was drinking two bottles of whiskey a night, throwing it back with vodka, a few beers.
Wow.
He goes, there's times I woke up, I thought I was on death's door, you know, sweating, freaking out. And he says he found CBD and marijuana. Now he's an advocate for it, Gabe. He does a lot of stuff on the tours and coming to the Toronto Marijuana Expo, too.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski has started a CBD company as well. So yeah. Babano lives a clean life. The only thing you're going to find in Babano's system, Molson Canadian, peach snaps, and a hell of a lot of soup. So how was Miami, Babano?
Yeah, Miami.
It was good, but I got to admit, I'm having these, thank goodness that I got the hell out of there before what's bearing down on there this weekend with Hurricane Dorian. But it was a fun time last weekend. I got to say, though, when I got back, and I know I had a few adult beverages, and I had an enjoyable time, but I thought maybe I was still hungover because one of the first things I see on Twitter when I get back home is here's Gabe Morency rocking a suit jacket. In the studio. I'm like, my gosh, am I seeing things here? But you are looking great, Gabe, in the suit jacket. I'm impressed.
Join the experts live on the air every day by calling in at 844-843-6879 to join the Fantasy Sports Network.